And welcome to this week's BizCast from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine for Wednesday, May 7th, 2008. Brought to you by Kitt Planes Magazine. You can learn more at kittplanes.com. Well, we've all been there, lugging bags full of heavy books and manuals to ground school or out to the hangar, but computer technology has reached the point where none of that is necessary anymore. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Aviation Technical Books President Andy Gold about the trend toward e-books and the introduction of the full line of Jeppesen manuals.
Talking with Andy Gold, he's president of Aviation Technical Books. And AvWeb Books is part of your family, Andy, and there's been an exciting announcement that Jeppesen is joining your ebook line.
AvWeb Bookstore is a very important part of the Aircraft Technical Book Company family of catalogs. We're very proud through AvWeb Books to be able to offer Jeppesen content, flight and maintenance training manuals in the customer's choice of a traditional paper book and as an electronic ebook file. E-books are about giving our customers a choice in how they receive content. While I personally prefer a printed book, many, many people prefer to have their content on their computer. What e-books are about is e-books are a free and instantaneous method for people to receive the content that they want. E-books are fully searchable. Typically, they're printable. All functions of Adobe Reader PDF files are available on ebooks. One of the big problems that we saw in our business that enticed us to look into ebooks in the first place was the shipping issues. We have $20 books that cost $200 to ship to various parts of the world. That's an impossible situation for most readers, and the end result is the books were not sold and not shipped, and the people in those more difficult parts of the world basically existed without. E-books offer instantaneous shipping, free shipping. In many countries, there are VAT taxes and import taxes and brokerage fees for things which are shipped by UPS or by the postal system or other traditional ways. Those expenses don't exist. So basically, a $20 book costs customer $20.
It would seem like Jeppesen would be kind of a natural client for this, with the electronic charts becoming more popular and generally the cockpit getting more electronic. Was that part of their decision-making process?
Well, Jeppesen has been involved with electronic distribution of their charting material for quite some time, and that's an area which is building and building as cockpits become more digitized. The area which we're working with in Jeppesen is in their flight and maintenance training manuals.
How many manuals are we talking about here?
I'm guessing there's probably about, there's over 100 various manuals that Jeppesen produces. Everything from the core private pilot instrument pilot flight instructor multi-engine textbooks to the maintenance general airframe power plant textbooks. There's quite a variety of peripheral material which Jeppesen produces. Everything from aviation weather to human factors issues towards various manuals for maintenance personnel for avionics and sheet metal work. We can go on and on and name the titles. But Jeppesen has quite a variety on the pilot side and on the maintenance side of what's considered the highest quality educational material in the business. We've been a Tier 1 distributor for Jeppesen for quite some time. Jeppesen is by far our biggest vendor. Probably about 30% of everything that we ship is Jeppesen materials. It was very important to us that we be able to expand our relationship with Jeppesen to include the ebook rights for their material too. Several issues which we needed to address in order that we can do that, and we've addressed those, and those systems, the digital rights management systems, will be going into place within the next few days, basically, probably not more than another week or two. And once those systems are up, then we are going to be title by title putting Jeppesen textbooks up so that they're available to the customer in their choice of content.
Okay, well, how does somebody order something through AvWeb Books?
It's very, very simple. Basically, you go into www.avwebbooks.com and you look through the catalogs. There's over 500 items in the catalogs. Typically, with us, what it used to be is you decide which title that you're interested in. Like in any website, there is an Add to Cart button beneath it. You press the Add to Cart, you go through the shopping cart, and you order your book. Well, Matt, what's happening is beneath every title, there's going to be two Add to Carts. One is ship me a standard paper book, like we normally would do, like everybody else always does. And the second add to cart is ship me an ebook. And they press ship me an ebook, and they go through the shopping cart procedure as they would for any other item or within any other company. When they complete the purchase, they get an email, which is instantaneously delivered, automatically delivered to them, which basically is encrypted with a code, and they click on that code, and the ebook will download into their computer. It's a very, very simple, straightforward process. We've been doing ebooks for over a year, and we currently have about 20% of our catalog, which is currently, as of today, available as ebooks. So the technical issues about getting the book to the customer has been resolved. It's something which we're very accustomed to and which has been working smoothly for quite some time. With the addition of the digital right management system, we've now been able to bring in companies such as Jeppesen, Endeavor Publishing, and ArrowEd, who publishes general familiarization manuals, and quite a few other publishers, large publishers, who will be coming online very, very quickly. Suddenly, we're making ebooks available, but the transition for us is that there is a tremendous number of publishers. Material will now be available in this form. By June, about 60% of our catalog will be available in the customer's choice of printed books or ebooks. And we expect that by the end of 2008, 90% of our catalog will be available in the customer's choice.
Now, text doesn't take up that much room in the average newer computer, so you could have hundreds of books in your laptop, right?
Well, text by itself doesn't take up much room, but we distribute ebooks in the PDF file, which means that the reader is able to see the entire page of the textbook. So we're not just shooting text over to the customer, we're shooting them a high-quality image of that full page. This is something which is sort of new in ebook fields. We're new, of course, doing it in aviation, but in others. Ebooks have been around in some time as in a system which is good for novels. It's a small screen, it's a scrolling text type of a presentation. And basically all that is in text. The Amazon Kindle program, for example, I believe is a text-only program. You're looking at it on a little forward screen, and the text rolls as you want to read it. Others have been available that way. The issue with a textbook, which most of what we publish, Jeppesen publishes, are all about, is the customer really wants to see the entire page. There are pictures on the page, some color, there are drawings. These items have captions, which need to be digested by the reader to basically understand what the author is trying to say. So the ebook format which we give is a complete, high-quality picture of that page. The customer can zoom into an area of the page if he wants to look at a picture in detail, and the pictures will be quality enough that they'll be as clear on the customer screen as what the customer is accustomed to reading in a printed book. So it's not just text. There's pictures involved. The typical ebook takes about, on a typical high-speed connection, 6 or 7 or 8 minutes to download. Some of the larger books, the AC4313s, for example, the full-color textbooks, take a little bit longer. New technology is amazing, and it's allowing this type of delivery of content to come to the customer at a reasonable speed. And once they have that file, they're going to be able to read it, albeit on a computer screen, but as a very high-quality presentation.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Andy. Good luck with the project.
Thank you very much, Ross.
And that's Aviation Technical Books President Andy Gold. That website again is www.avwebbooks.com. This week's BizCast was brought to you by Kit Planes Magazine. You can check it out at www.kitplanes.com. Comments on today's audiocast, welcome audio news at avweb.com. And for breaking general aviation news, of course, as always, log on to avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.